There's a discussion in the poskim on whether one could go outside on Shabbos wearing a gartel. So we're talking about a place where there is no Erev, obviously. So what's the basis of the discussion? The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, says that you're permitted to go out with a fancy belt on Shabbos. And when, of course you can. Why would I think it's a problem? Because perhaps maybe, like the Gemara said, by jewelry, it was common to take it off and show it to people. Is it what can concern you if they get and carry it? But the Gemara says we're not concerned by a fancy belt that you might take it off and then show it to someone and then carry it. That's the Gemara. You could wear a fancy belt on Shabbos. Comes along Ravina, he asked Ravashi, so that's talking about a fancy belt, that's all you're wearing, so of course it's good. But what about a fancy belt on top of a regular belt? So in other words, could you go out with two belts on Shabbos? You have the fancy belt on top. So the way Tosus and Rashi explain Ravashi's reply, that it's usur to wear one belt on top of another. So you could wear a fancy belt, but you can't wear two belts, is the way Rashi and Tosus understand Ravashi's answers. However, Tosus explains what's the pshat. Because even though, why are two belts different than two coats or two jackets? He says because by other clothing, it's normal. But people wear two pairs of the same garment. Like if it's cold, you'll put on two coats, and they each have a purpose. They'll make you a little warmer. So therefore, even if you're wearing two coats when it's not so cold out, but by definition, they're still classified as a malbush because since they do have a function at times. That's if Shlomo Zalman has a discussion wearing like one of those raincoats during the summer, if someone's going to laugh at you and they're afraid you might take it off. But either way, here Tosis points out there's no concern about coats. It's considered a malbush, not a masoi. However, the second belt, that's a masoi. Since no one has an occasion, no one wears two belts. So the way Rashi and Tosus learned the Gemara, that the Gemara says you got to go out with a fancy belt on Shabbos. We're not concerned you might remove it. And what about wearing a fancy belt on top of a regular belt? So Ravashi said it's usur to wear one belt on top of another because belts are different because belts don't really have a purpose. So it's a masoi. The second belt doesn't have a purpose. It's a masoi. And therefore, it's considered, it would be considered carrying in contrast to two coats or two jackets. So comes along Rav Moshe Feinstein. In the Igris Moshe, based on this Tosfos, he wants to say that wearing a gartel, that's a special belt temple put on for davening, and in addition to the regular belts they wear, that it does it to wear this gartel on Shabbos, unless you're wearing it as your belt. But if you wear the gartel in addition to your regular belt, he says it doesn't serve any purpose, and it's considered a masoi. This remembers of a story with Moshe. Maybe it was in the Lower East Side. I'm not sure. Somewhere where, I guess, the daven went to a shul where the minhag was always people wore a gartel. I guess the Shliach Tzibor wore a gartel. So, I don't know, it was Ramosha's yortzeit. I don't know. Ramosha went up to daven. So they didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to do. Should they tell Rav Moshe? Well, he's Rav Moshe. Am I going to tell him to put on a gartel? So Rav Moshe turns around and says, "No, where's the gartel?" That was the idea of the Rav Moshe. He didn't get that was the meaning of the shul. He put one on. So even though he put one on, he felt on Shabbos, if you wear one, it's considered a masoi, and therefore it's usur. Post-skim, want to modify Rav Moshe, what Rav Moshe really meant. He says, when does he say wearing a gartel in the street is usur? That's if it's worn under one's jacket. However, if you're wearing it on top of your jacket and people see it, it serves a function of keeping your jacket closed. In other words, the point of it is, cause, and that's the general use, that something which has no purpose would be a matzoi. If you wear it on top of your jacket and you close it, you're using it as a regular belt. And because even Tosis himself agrees, if you have two different belts on different garments, it's not a masoi. Like one on your pants, one on your jacket. I mean, and it's a further discussion in the old raincoats where you used to have a belt around it. Let's say you didn't button your jacket, so the belt was just lying down. Is that considered a purpose? And maybe it's a takshit because it serves to make it look nicer, but that's a discussion there. So Rav Moshe says you can't wear a guard to, but they say Rav Moshe only means that if you wear it underneath, if it has a purpose on another garment, it's okay. The Bir Moshe, he points out, no, he thinks he wants to be choleg on this shot within Rav Moshe. Even on top of the jacket, it's no good. Why? Since the guard to is generally worn only for davening, not in the street, so therefore, by definition, it's classified as a masoi. I guess if it's the only belt, then maybe it's not. But he certainly says if you're wearing a garto on top, then it's just a problem. The Shmir Shabbos Kehukosa, however, is Mako. So Rav Moshe says you can't wear a garto, but they say if you're wearing it on top, it's okay. The Bir Moshe is even against that. However, the Shmir Shabbos Kehukosa is Mako. Why? What does he base his Kuan on? A Prima Gadin, because the Prima Gadin writes, you're allowed to wear two belts, assuming the top belt is better. And obviously that's the whole point, or else no one's going to see the bottom belt. So since the Garto isn't the same as the regular belt, and it serves a different purpose than one's belt, so therefore it's not considered a masoi. So those are the different opinions, whether if you don't live in a place where there's an Erev and you wear a Garto, and let's say you didn't leave it in Shul, I guess that's the practice, could I wear it to Shul on Shabbos? So according to the Bir Moshe, no, it doesn't have any purpose. So my sort of Moshe says, well, as long as, well, the way some explained Rav Moshe meant that, depends if you wear it on top, so it has a function of keeping your jacket closed, if not, it doesn't. And if the Shmir Shabbos Kehukosa, based on the Prima Gadin, that it's meant, because number one, we say you're permitted to wear two belts if the top belt's better, since the Garto is considered a different belt, and it's a better belt, definitely from a spiritual point of view. So therefore, it's not considered a masoi, and therefore it'd be okay. So different minhagim on if you forgot your garto, whether you should wear your garto to shul on Shabbos without an eruv.